AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Mother Teresa is now a saint in the Roman Catholic Church.
Ede plurimorum, fratrum nostrum, consilio, beata Teresa de Calcutta,
blessed,
santa, esse discernimus et definimus.
Pope Francis threw an interpreter during today's canonization mass before some 120,000 people in St. Peter's Square. The Pope says now St. Teresa is an example of the ideal of the Church as a merciful field hospital for the poorest of the poor, those suffering both material and spiritual poverty. President Obama, attending the G20 summit in China, remains skeptical that an agreement with Russia to decrease violence in Syria could work, but negotiators will keep pushing toward that goal.
These are difficult negotiations. We have grave differences with the Russians in terms of both the parties we support, but also the process that's required to bring about peace in Syria.
Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have been in talks for weeks over a deal to increase military cooperation to fight the Islamic State group and other extremists in Syria. Ermine is spoiling Labor Day weekend along the East Coast. Michelle Duguay and her family have been watching the storm roil the beach at Nags Head, North Carolina.
The sea was very angry. It was huge, really crazy waves, a lot of sea foam blowing and crazy winds.
Ermine is blamed for two deaths, one a trucker whose big rig was blown over on a North Carolina highway. The storm could become a hurricane again later today. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kimberlane says the storm surge and high seas are particularly dangerous.
There'll be large battering waves affecting portions of the U.S. mid-Atlantic coast and then southern New England, and these waves could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions.
This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump makes a pitch to black voters in Detroit. Ed Donahue with more.
Somebody shout to the Lord, hallelujah!
The audience was the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International. Trump says he fully understands African Americans have suffered from discrimination.
I'm here today to learn so that we can together remedy injustice in any form.
Trump says the nation needs a civil rights agenda of our time with better education and great jobs.
I want to make America prosperous for everyone. I want to make this city the economic envy of the world.
While Trump was inside the church, there were protesters outside.
We want Trump up out of here!
I'm Ed Donahue.
Top-ranked Serena Williams now tied with Roger Federer for the most singles wins and has broken the women's record held by Martina Navratilova. It took Williams just 1 hour to beat Joanna Larsson 6-2-6-1 for her 307th major singles victory. Venus Williams also moves into the round of 16 at the U.S. Open. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.